A decade ago, too many Gainesville juveniles found themselves in the back of a police car. In 2007, more than 1,000 children were arrested on and off school campuses in the city, according to statistics kept by the Gainesville Police Department. William Halvosa is the Disproportionate Minority Contact Coordinator at the department. He is a retired captain and has been back for 4 years now. A few years ago, police and school officials and community group leaders decided that it was wrong to punish children so severely for nonviolent activity.
It's fascinating to me because I think people within the system are ready to sort of make some of these shifts, these big changes, and then whether our society is or not, I'm not really sure yet.
The department is currently looking at a few different things.
We look to reduce arrest of youth, and then we look to reduce the proportions of those youth that are getting arrested that are happen to be black.
Halvosa realized near the end of his career that too many kids were being arrested.
Taking them out of those homes and allowing the government to raise those kids, I think, ended up more detrimental to their trajectory.
The schools also regularly called police to take away a child accused of a misdemeanor offense. New policies were enacted, and after-school and mentorship programs emerged to steer students toward positive activities. These include Boys to Men and Rikert House Youth Academy. Jared Shepard says he knows what it is like as a child growing up in a bad environment, and he didn't want anyone else to go through that type of childhood alone. Shepard is the 24-year-old after-school director at Sun Country Sports in Gainesville. He founded Boys to Men, a program that supports children through activities such as sports training, field trips, and seminars. When a lot of these children go home, they see drugs, fighting, and family members going to jail, he said.
Just having someone with that extra help, that extra support, that extra push, I feel like that's something that I like to do and I enjoy doing.
Shepard does a lot of activities with the children in his program.
We basically do a little bit of everything, go around to the botanical gardens, hang out with the Florida football players, talk to them, just things like that.
As of December 4th, GPD has arrested 215 juveniles this year. It might sound like a lot, but that's down from 80% from a decade ago.
Our youth in society should be in school, they should be in after-school activities, they should be playing sports, and they should be having a good time. They should be having fun. You know, the kids should be kids.
GPD was averaging about 50 arrests a year of students who weren't at school because of suspensions while on probation, but he says the past 3 years there have been zero such arrests. The department now asks schools to use their code of conduct to handle discipline issues and not just call for the police to come and handle them. Police are also referring more cases to teen court instead of the state attorney's office. Students may have to write a letter of apology to their parents, complete an anger management course, or serve community service. But they do avoid a criminal record. McKenna Beery, WUFT News.